I need that old time. Do you need that old time religion? And it's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you are dying. It will start the devil flying. And it's good.
Makes me love my brother,
and it
brings things from undercover,
and it's good enough
for me.
Do you want that old time religion? Do you want that
old time religion?
Do you need that
old time religion?
And it's good enough
for me.
And last verse, so good I want no other.
Makes me love my brother.
Judgment brings things from undercover, and it's good. Let's do that again. It's so good, I want no other. And it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover, and it's good enough. Don't you want that
old time religion?
Don't you need that?
Sing that song when we all get to heaven. It's a wonderful word Brother Will spoke. It's very appropriate. I was listening to the message this morning and I was kind of thinking, this actually, the message itself, the voice, the tape is becoming extinct because we're living in a generation where they won't know it anymore. Just the old people listening. I stay in a house with a lot of people. I like it. I love people in my house. That's what I ask God for me. And I don't hear the message in my house, in all the rooms. It's only me. Good evening, friends. So thanks so much, Brother Will. Amen. Let's sing that. We sing slow, fast, like how we sang last time.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His praise and His glory.
Sing that
mansion's bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place.
When we all get together. Let's take our offering, sorry. What a day of rejoicing that will be.
When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Sorry, let's take our offering. I didn't say that because we have little time. Today we want Sister Rebecca to sing. She won't leave here without singing today. The Lord wants her to sing. So let's be well prepared. Let's carry on. Let's go.
While we walk the pilgrim's pathways, clouds will
overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sun. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Let us then
be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of
of life repair.
When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Let's sing the last one now.
Onward to the prize
before us.
Soon
His beauty
will behold.
Soon the pearly gates will open.
We shall tread the streets of gold.
Shout and sing the victory. Hallelujah. Amen. And heaven is an atmosphere. It starts here. So you need to feel in heaven while you're here. You know? Before you go to Japan, you need to go to the Japanese embassy. Amen. So you enter there and you feel the atmosphere of Japan from Ireland. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning, standing in your presence, singing the songs of glory, O Lord, and our souls rejoicing in your presence, Heavenly Father, making us forget about this body and this life's business, O Lord, and thinking of that heavenly atmosphere, O Lord. Bless your children for giving the offering of their hearts, the songs of their lips and of their souls, O Lord, to you. And bless these physical offerings, O Lord. Let it be used for your glory as we commit it into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing one song because today we only have one special. We sing that walking up the King's Highway. Amen. It's a highway to heaven. Amen. Kidia.
It's a highway to heaven.
None can go up there.
Oh, but the pure in heart. It's a
highway. That's what Brother Will was saying this morning.
Heaven.
Walking up the King's Highway.
It's a highway.
It's a highway to heaven.
But the pure in heart,
it's a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's Highway.
If you're not walking, hallelujah.
If not, you're walking. Start while I'm talking.
Oh, yes.
Walking up the King's Highway. Christ walks beside you. Angels will guide you.
Oh,
walking up the King's Highway.
It's a highway. It's a
highway to heaven. Oh, none can go up there. But the pure in heart.
It's
a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's Highway.
Oh, my way gets brighter. Hallelujah.
My way gets brighter. my load gets lighter
when I'm walking up the King's highway.
And you'll be convinced that there's a blessing. Oh, we're walking up the King's highway.
It's a highway
to heaven.
None
can go up there. But the pure in heart
is
a highway to heaven. Walking up the King's highway.
For we be walking, hallelujah.
Walking up the King's, we are walking up the King's. Walking up the King's,
walking up the King's.
We are walking up the King's highway.
When Sister Becky comes, we sing it slow. It's a highway
to heaven.
Oh,
none can go up there.
No one
but the pure.
You need the word. It's a highway
to heaven.
Walking up the
King's
highway. Jehovah, Jehovah is your name. He is Jehovah, Jehovah.
That's why the Lord wanted you to sing it today. Mighty Warrior. Appreciate those songs. Really good. Powerful. Amen. So good. The atmosphere that Brother Eli was talking about has been created. Amen. Now we get what we expect. We feel like, I wish we could just let us sing till the brother comes. Amen. Now we have to go one more fast song again. We kill that spirit again. Then we'll slow down. Hey, it was so nice. Thank you, sister. Let's sing that song, Meeting in the Air. Hey. Meeting in the air, amen. We'll just stand one last time and then we finish. You have heard of little Moses in the Parash. You have heard of Phyllis David and his sling. You have heard the story told of dreaming Joseph. There are many, many others to know. Oh, I should like to meet them all, I do declare.
I and by the Lord will surely let us meet.
Oh, yes.
At the meeting.
Oh, hallelujah.
There is going to be a meeting in the air.
In the street. I am going to meet you, I'll meet you over there, in my home, beyond the sky. Such singing you were here, never heard by mortal ear, to be glorious I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one. Many things will there be missing in that meeting. For the mourner's bench will have no place at all. There will never
be a sermon
preached for sinners.
For the sinners have refused
to heed their call. There will be no mourning over wayward loved ones.
There will be no loneliness or pleading
from the whole night. Hallelujah.
All our bodies and our anguish will be lifted at the meeting in the air.
Hallelujah.
There is going to be a meeting in the air. Sweet, sweet, by and by. I am going to meet you. I'll meet you over there. In that home beyond the sky. such singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear.
To be glorious, I do declare.
And God, oh Son, will be the leading one at the meeting in the air. Yeah, the doubters will be missing altogether. All the skeptics will be absent on that day. There will be no groundless present to disturb us. And the acres will be busy far away. There the saints will have their still upon their foreheads.
Just in
raven
words and words can wait.
All of the wedding garments will be present at the meeting in the end.
Oh, hallelujah.
There is going to be a meeting in the end, in the sweet, sweet by and by. I am going to meet you, I'll meet you over there in the home. God singing you will hear, never heard by mortal ear. 'Twill be glorious, I do declare. And God's own Son will be the leading one at the meeting in the air.
Amen. Let's slow down. Let's sing about the Bible. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not grievous, as our brother Will was saying. Ki E.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb.
Oh, the statutes of the Lord.
The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
More to be desired
than made and gold, ye than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey, than the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean.
Amen.
Enduring forever.
The judgments of our Lord.
The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
And in keeping
of them is a great reward. There's a great reward.
As we gather, may we glorify
your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, blessed because we came to your name. We'll be blessed because we came.
Let's go up one more time.
As we gather, may we sleep.
May your spirit move among us, Jesus.
As we gather,
may we glorify
your name.
Lord,
and as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came.
We praise His name.
We'll be blessed because we came.
For the steadfast love.
The steadfast love of the Lord
never ceases.
His mercies never come to an end. Thy faithfulness, O Lord, great is Thy faithfulness.
We are here
to praise.
To praise You, Lord.
Best that we can bring.
That's bringing You our love.
Bringing You our love. That's rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries. That we can bring.
That's bringing You our love.
Bringing You our love.
Oh, yes, Lord.
It's rising from our hearts. Everything within us cries.
I love You. Yes, Lord, pure heart.
A heart that follows heart after Thee.
Don't you want to exchange your heart for a pure heart?
A pure heart. That's what I love.
That's what I'm longing for, Jesus.
A heart that follows heart after Thee. Heart that hides the world, so that sin will not
condemn in.
A heart that's undivided, while You rule and reign. A heart that feels compassion, that pleases You, my Lord. A river of worship rises from Your throne.
If You had, oh, a pure heart. Yes, Lord Jesus.
That's what I long for.
Oh Lord, that's the prayer of your children this morning.
That follows heart.
A heart that will follow you, Lord. A heart that, Lord Jesus, will serve you. A heart that will always be open unto you, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord, this morning as we come to you, Lord Jesus. Father, let your Holy Spirit cleanse our hearts, O God. Oh, the Lord Jesus, there wouldn't be any doubt. But the heart that is full of faith, the heart that is always ready to receive your word, O God. Oh, a heart that will please you, Lord Jesus. Let it be a sweet aroma, Lord. That will rise, O God, unto the heavenly places. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Amen. Oh, our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that once again, oh, the beginning of another week, Lord, we find ourselves in no other place but right in your presence, Lord. Father, we can look back, oh, the week that has just passed, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, your mercy, your grace, your protection, your loving kindness towards us, Lord. Our going out and coming in, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now activities that, Lord, we have gone through, Lord Jesus. It has been only you, God. Your eye, the eagle eye, watching over us and protecting every footsteps that we have taken, Lord. Father, we want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Even how, Lord, at this time, difficult times. But here, Lord, you feed us, Lord. You keep our homes. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Father, and this morning, a beautiful day that, Lord, you've given to us. Oh, we have risen with the rising of the sun. And your breath of life giving us life. And here we are, Lord. Have quickened us, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord, to sit at your feet, O God. What grace is this? Truly, Lord, you are kind, you are good, and we want to say thank you, Lord. Father, as we've come also, we've come with all reverence, we've come with all obedience, with all humility, as we sit at your feet, O Lord Jesus, a pure heart, oh, that, Lord, we raise before you, God. A heart that has been washed, Lord. Amen. Let your word of the seed word of God, even as we have already heard from the Sunday school,
Hallelujah.
Lord, continue to fill our cup, Lord, this morning. Father, we want to commit to God, our pastor in Limerick,
Amen.
Into your hands at this hour also, Lord. We know that you are that same God. Lord, let your Holy Spirit sweep over every meeting, Lord, this day, O God. The Lord Jesus, your presence will be felt eminently among your people, O God. Father, bless the brethren down there, O Lord. And even our brethren who weren't able to come, they are on the Zoom and the YouTube, O God. Father, bless each and everyone. And so, Lord, now we surrender to you. We want you to take your place amongst us as we sit at your feet to hear from you. Bless your people, O God, and your servant, I surrender all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated for a while. Let's read this Thanksgiving. So wonderful. Amen. God richly bless you, and you're all welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. It's from our precious sister Nicoletta. She says, I want to thank the Lord for always being faithful. Oh, by his grace, I managed to submit and defend my thesis, and I'm believing he will see me through. I want to thank him for making all things beautiful in this time. He blessed me. It's a very nice handwriting. Oh, please, my second eye. Yeah, it's in my bag over there. So, I want to thank him for making all things beautiful in this time. He blessed me with a job. Oh, hallelujah. That I will be starting tomorrow. Amen. I'll be starting tomorrow by the will of God. Amen. So God bless you, saints, for your prayers. Amen. God bless you also, our precious sister. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Then we have a prayer request. You know, our precious brother and the family, Vlad, they went to Slovak because of the death of the father and father-in-law. And they are coming back. And they ask that we... Only Brother Vlad. Okay, Brother Vlad is coming back. So he wants us to remember him in prayer. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. Even as before our brother left, he asked that, Lord, you take him over. And Father, we pray together with him. And we thank you, the Lord, all matters have been closed back in Slovak. And he's coming back. Amen. And we know that, Lord, you the Alpha, you be the same Omega. Amen. You bring him back safely, Lord. So we commit him into your hands. As Lord, we want to thank you once again for all that you have done. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. 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 Brethren, oh, praise the Lord. Whilst over there, brother, precious brother Wilmo was doing the Sunday school, I said, hey, brother, don't go to some places. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he was getting closer and closer, I said, hey. The Lord is really wonderful.
Amen.
Amen. We are going to start from a place, and you see that we will be just going back to the same place, perilous time and all those things. Exactly, brother. The Holy Spirit is moving. Amen. And so later when the song leader also came up and was singing, we will be meeting him in the air as, oh, the Lord has blessed the day. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Let us all stand this moment as we read the word. God richly bless you. We will turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. We'll first read verse 8 and 9. And then we will continue as we go along. 2 Peter chapter 3. So we read from verse 8. Let's hear the word of God. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years.
Amen.
And 1,000 years as one day. 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us what? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Not willing. The Lord is not slacking. You see, to you, 1,000 years is a long time, but to him, it is only one day.
Amen.
So when you look at it, you say, oh, when is he coming? Since the fathers slept, all things continue as they were from the beginning.
Amen.
That's the scoffers.
Amen.
Amen. 1,000 years to us is just one day to him, a twinkle of an eye.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not that he's slacking, but because of his long suffering, it has remained still one that he wants to come, he wants him to come in.
Amen.
My brethren, it can come at any time. Let's be what? Praying and watching.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we know the Lord. It is your long suffering. And we thank you have given us the Spirit, Lord, to patiently wait whilst we are watching and praying. Lord, we commit this your word now. It's your own word, O God. Take your word this morning. Already, Lord Jesus, you have given us a lead in our Sunday school. And Father, we are continuing from there. Bless your people, O God, as Lord we surrender all to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Now, this morning, our message is all about one thing. That's our topic. One thing. That's all. Looking one thing that we need. There's one thing that we need, which as we go along this our pilgrim journey, there's one thing that we must endlessly take into consideration. Praise the Lord. One thing. Now, there was one man, a courageous, born blind man in the Bible who stood firmly with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. See, we have come to a place where all things looks like that's what the scoffers are telling us, that there is nothing. The world is just like it started from the beginning. Brethren, this is the time that we need to take the sides of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No matter. Take the sides of Jesus Christ in all matters. And we are looking at this courageous, born blind man here. We all know the story about this man. Amen. When Jesus and the disciples, they met him, the disciples even questioned Jesus, this man, did he sin? Or is his parents that sinned? That he was born blind? And Jesus said, none of them sinned. But for the power of God to be made manifest, that's why he was made so. Amen.
Amen.
And so as the story went, the people, the Pharisees and some Jews, I'm reading from, the story is in John 9. When you have time, you can read John 9, 1 to 41. Amen. So when they met, they brought this man to the Pharisees, and they asked him, how were your eyes opened? And he answered unto them, a man that is called Jesus made clay. Meanwhile, he was blind. He had not even seen Jesus. Because when the clay was applied to the eye, Jesus asked him to go to what? The pool of Siloam. Amen. To wash. And when he had washed, he didn't see Jesus at that time. Amen. He had not seen him. But people made him to know that a man called Jesus, he was the one that applied that mud on his eyes and asked him to go to Siloam and wash. And the meaning of Siloam is sent. Amen. That he was sent. Amen.
Amen.
So he said that man applied what? Mud on my eyes and asked me to go and wash it. And as I washed, I could see. Then the Pharisees said, this man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. What sayest thou of him that he had opened thine eyes? What do you say about him? The man said, he is a prophet.
Amen.
My.
Amen.
Amen.
He is a prophet. Point blank. The people said, give God a praise. Give God a praise. We know this man is a sinner. And he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
Amen.
Amen. One thing I know. So, these people tried to what? Take away the testimony from his hand. And he will not allow it.
Amen.
My brother, that is the work of scoffers today.
Yes.
They do all things to take away your testimony. That the God you are serving, you are wasting your time. Today, Sunday, the weather is really very good. Why wouldn't you be at the beach? Just running and running and running. Why this man is troubling? I quite remember, was it Abraham Eli that was telling us about some fastidio he was receiving from his neighbors? Every time he's going out, they watch him. Was it you? And then you come back, they'll be asking you something like that. Well, someone gave us how the neighbor always was watching how he would be going to church. And whilst he's come back, he'll be just there. You come back? My! Weekend like this, you have to stay at home and just rest. The whole week you've worked. Time that you have to rest also, just see you still going out, coming late. My brother, the scoffers,
yes,
they will try to take away your testimony. But this man, nothing will what? Will shake him from what? His testimony. Taking sides with Jesus. Amen. The prophet said, the only way you can take sides with Jesus is taking sides on what he said.
Amen.
Believing his word.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord, I thank you. Because myself standing here, once I was blind, but now I can see. Once I was lost, but now I'm found.
Amen.
Once I was naked, but today I'm clothed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Give us the number two. Let's turn to Luke 10. 38 to 42. We know that story also. Now it came to pass as Luke 10:38. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, "Lord, dost thou not care that my sister had left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me." And Jesus answered and said unto her, "Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing, yes, one thing is needful." Praise the Lord. One thing is needful. "And Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her." Amen. One thing is needful. The prophet said, and Martha was fixing his dinner. He was fixing what? Jesus' dinner. And Jesus said unto her, "But Martha, you are so concerned about the things of life. But Mary has sought the better things, the things of eternal life." Amen. Amen. The things of eternal life. My brother, my sister, one thing is needful in our lives. Amen. Amen. And always there are the two sides of it. Two sides of it. Let's watch it, my brother. Because Jesus himself told the people in John 6:27, he said, "Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed." Amen. That was what? That's where Mary. See, this scripture tells about the different positions of Mary and Martha. One was concerned about the things of life. And the other was concerned about what? The things of eternal life. Amen. Amen. But then there always is two sides. Oh, my brother, my sister, why would you be laboring and worrying about, you see? She was worrying and laboring about natural food for Jesus. It's just like what? Someone also laboring and worrying himself about the worldly things, natural things. Amen. Amen. You remember one time on the Jacob's well, when they were going to Galilee, he said, "I need to pass what? Samaria." Amen. Amen. Because of what? A heart. A deep that was calling. And a deep had to what? Respond. Amen. And Jesus had to divert his course and go and meet that woman. Hallelujah. And so the disciples went to town to buy food. And when they came, that's also in John 4. Amen. When they came, verse 32, they asked, they said, they prayed him saying, "Master, eat." It looks as if they gave him the best of what? The best of the food. "Master, eat." Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And verse 32, he said, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." See? "Oh, it is Sunday. Let's go to the beach." "No, I have a better place to go." Amen. 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 "I have a better place to go." Verse 33. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" Has somebody brought him some food to eat? And then Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, one thing is needful. Praise the Lord. And Mary chose the better thing. One thing is needful, my brother and sister. Martha was fixing his dinner. Yes, it was good. You see, it was good. But as long as the eternal life was seated there, oh, you had to, it's a difference. You got to know the difference. All what she was doing was all right, it was good. But as long as the giver of eternal life was seated there, my brother, my sister, all other things become what? The second thing.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, sometimes when you are coming to church, my brother, when your feet starts to drag, hey, my brother, my sister, is the scoffer that is worrying you, the spirit of scoffers. Praise the Lord. Let's watch it, my brother. It's a spirit,
amen.
You see. He was concerned about the things of life, and Mary was concerned about what? The things of eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. And so, Paul said, in 1 Corinthians 10:23, Paul said, all things are lawful for me. See, it was lawful, it was good. Preparing what? Food for Jesus and the disciples. Good. They were lawful. All things that she was doing, they were what? They were lawful. But here Paul is saying, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient.
Amen.
All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They are good. But my brother, when there is two sides, you got to see where Christ is. Amen. Look at Moses. Oh my. With everything around him, servants, they'll just be coming to serve him. But the word says when he was come of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to what? To suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. It's for a season, my brother.
Yes.
Something that will perish.
Yes.
He saw Christ in the midst of those who were dabbling in the mud. Amen. Brethren, one thing is needful. Give us the slide 3. You remember the rich young ruler? Came running and knelt before Jesus and asked, good master, what shall I do to inherit? I'm reading from Mark 10:17. Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Very good question. Amen. Very good question. How can I inherit eternal life? Mine. And Jesus said unto me, why callest me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Verse 19. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And the young man said, verse 20, master, all this I observed from my youth. Amen. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. Amen. Amen. My brother, all the time when we look at it this way, we look at it in the physical. Yeah, things, we read it in the natural. But you got to apply the spiritual side. Amen. Amen. See, for me, I'm poor. I don't have any treasure. I don't have anything, so I'm okay. He's not talking about that one. Amen. Amen. He's not talking about that one. But the treasures you have kept somewhere here. Huh? The treasures here. Those are the ones. He said, go and throw them somewhere. And then come. As repent from your ways. Repent from your sins. Repent from those things that are not what right before God. Those are your treasures he's talking about. Amen. How many of us listen, are millionaires here? Oh, you. I didn't finish the question and he raised his hand. So when I say how many, maybe how many believe? Yeah. But it was how many are millionaires? Say, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, amen. Oh, you're a millionaire? Oh, God bless you. We are talking about the physical side anyway. Amen. Amen. So, said also, I have no problem. My brother is not talking about that one. Yeah, that also plays part, but he's talking about what is in the inside. What is on the inside he's talking about. Amen. Matter at a particular time could not discern that one thing that was needful. Amen. And this rich young ruler had all the privileges to receive one needful thing, eternal life. But he was not mindful. Something needful, but he was not mindful. Yes, praise the Lord. Give us the fourth slide. Now, there is one man whom we must all take his way of life. Amen. There was a certain man who always desired, who always seeking to dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of his life. And you all know him, David the Psalmist. Amen. David the Psalmist. Psalm 27 verse 4, he said, one thing have I desired. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Amen. To behold the beauty of the Lord. Amen. And to inquire in his temple. Oh my. My brother, that's where we got to belong. David in his prayer. Desired nothing more than what? To be constantly in the presence of the Lord. Amen. That is the soul that has what? Found God. Amen. Oh, brother, my sister, where else could a man dwell? Is there any better place, any safer place than to dwell in the house of the Lord? Amen. Even as you are seated here this morning. Amen. Go to verse 5 of, if you open your Bible, go to the verse 5. He said, in the time of trouble, you see, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. The secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Hey, that's the place, my brother. That's the place, my sister. Amen. To be set upon the rock. Because the rains will descend. The wind will blow. And the storms will rise against you. And it will all depend on where you are standing. Apart from the rock, all other grounds is a sinking sand. Amen. And the rock is whom? Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And then verse 6. And now my head will be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Oh, as you have been doing all the time. My brother, my sister, yes, that's where we must belong, like what? We shouldn't be like what? The rich young ruler or Martha. Amen. But let us be. There was a good part of Martha also. Amen. But at that very time, that particular moment, she failed to discern the things that what? Was needful. Amen. So this morning, brethren, is the most appropriate thing that you and myself and all the brethren that you are on the YouTube and you are on Zoom, that you have what? Turned away from all pressing issues. See? Fixing this, fixing that. Yeah. They are all what? Lawful. Amen. But you could see that you can leave those things aside for a while and come and sit at his feet and hear his word. And as you have also chosen the good part this morning, oh, my brother, my sister, the blessings shall not be taken away from you. Amen. Whatever blessing that the Lord has can never be taken away from you. Now we are coming to the main part of it. Praise the Lord. Fifth slide. And here comes Apostle Peter also. He said, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. Be not ignorant of it. What is the meaning? My brother, God is not bound by what? By time.
No.
The eternal God is not bound by time.
Amen.
We are living by time.
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But he is not bound by time. So, man sees 1,000 years as a long time. But to him, it is like what? One day.
Amen.
Don't be ignorant about that.
Amen.
To him, it is one day. It is not something long. So don't say, oh, since the fathers died, they slept. All things continue to be as they are, even from creation. Yeah, from creation? That means you are ignorant that there was a first world.
Amen.
We are coming on that. That has perished. My brother, my sister, let us not count like as we see it as a delay of his coming as slackness. Amen. That's what he said. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. But it's what? It's his long suffering. His love. Oh my. See. Not willing that anyone will perish. My brother, my sister, if you are still hanging somewhere, you are still at the border line. He's still waiting for you.
Amen.
But how long do you want? Amen. How long? To just cross over? How long? Or are you just looking at the whole thing as one of the 10 elders? We can't. No. Looking at the whole thing, see, look at their men. They are like giants, you see. We can't cross over. We can't possess it. My brother, my sister, let's watch it. Amen. See? The scoffers are saying, verse 4 of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. The scoffers are saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of the creation. Oh, my brother, my sister, the scoffers of today. They may not be in human form. The scoffers will not be in, not all, see, yeah, someone will come and tell you that, my brother, you are wasting time. But not, see, the scoffers, they are not all what? Coming in a human form. But the very enticing spirit behind the works of man. In where around you, the enticing spirits, the works of man of today, they all show that there is nothing coming. Look at the life of people. You see, they won't tell you anything, but their life is telling so. It's a spirit behind it, an enticing one, showing you that there is nothing coming. My brother, my sister, Satan has made the world to look so good, easy, with flashy things, spotting places of relaxation. You go there, you see, half naked women, people quaffing beer, Guinness, and all those things, showing that there's nothing coming. I've been always saying this. You go to the airport, you see those who are traveling, and you see those who are not traveling. Those who are traveling, who have the intention to fly, they'll be looking at the board. Their head is high, looking. My brother, that's what? Someone who knows that there's going to be a flying meeting in the air. Oh, praise the Lord. We'll be always looking unto him. Amen. But you see some others also. Arranging their words. Yes. It shows that they have no place to go. They are settled here. My brother, my sister. Satan has made what? Pleasure to look so good with the word called enjoyment. But God calls it pleasure of sin.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Let me bring in the story. I've said it once before here. Amen. Let's just look at it. You know, a young man died. And he had the privilege. When he died, he went to a place, he saw an angel. And the angel told him, look, you have a last chance. Mm-hmm. Though you are now, you are no more in the world, but you have a last chance. You see that door. There is a lift. One, there's two buttons. One shows that it's going up, and the other one shows that it's coming down. It's going down. The button that shows up is going to heaven. Go. Press on that and go to heaven. Okay? The down one goes to hell. Then as he was standing there, but I can hear, yeah, I can hear people singing. Oh, wonderful songs, praising. Then he listens and I can hear, kinging, kinging, kinging. I say, yes, the angel told me, yeah. Where they are praising, that's heaven. And where you hear all this, kinging, kinging, it's hell. He said, angel, please, I want to ask something. Please, don't be annoyed. I would like to go to see how heaven is, and then I will go to see how hell also is. And then I will come back to give you an answer. So, this angel says, it is not allowed, but I will give you that chance. So he entered the lift, pressed the up button, then the door opened. Ooh, wonderful. Real brightness. Amen. People in their white, they're sinking with joy upon their faces. My, they beckoned on him, come, come. Come and rejoice. So, okay, I'm coming, I will come back. So he went back to the lift, came to the neutral, then he pressed on the down. The door opened. Hey! What is this? Lamborghini here! Ferrari here! What the other one? Rolls Royce! Yes. Chicken. Oh, my. People enjoying. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, half naked women. One man at least with four women. Hey. My. So is that how hell is? Oh, that is not bad. It's not bad at all. Amen. So he said, they will take the camp car. He said, hey, I'm coming. Coming. He went back to the lift, came to the level, went to the angel. The angel said, allora, allora, in Italy. Yeah? What do you say? Praise the Lord. And he said, yeah, heaven is really good anyway. But you see, when I went to hell, I saw a lot of my friends there. See. Even I saw my pastor Dickens, they are all there. They were just enjoying, you see. So what do you say? So my friends, I saw more of my friends than to. So want to? So I want to go to hell. So. Okay, the choice is yours. As we heard from the youth listen the other day, praise the Lord. I've laid before you blessings and curses. I've laid before you life and death. Make your choice. That was the last sermon of what? Moses to the children of Israel. Amen. And then also the last sermon of Joshua. Also, Joshua 24. He told the people, now choose you this day whom you will serve. Amen. These, the gods of your fathers at the other side of what? The sea. Or the gods of the Amorites that you are living among with. Choose. But I and my house, praise the Lord, I and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The choice is yours. It's still here today. My brother, this guy went, took the button, then the lift brought him down. The door opened. And what did he see? Nothing. But rather people wailing and mourning. My brother, my sister, wretched, miserable.
Amen.
They were in pain.
Amen.
They go, this is not the place I came. He was going back. He turned. Lucifer was standing there. This is the place you came. This, I intentionally entice you. I intentionally entice you.
Amen.
Now go and join them. I intentionally, my brother, my sister,
amen,
that is what we are talking about.
Amen.
Satan has made the world so good, enticing.
Mm.
That's hell, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
All what you see is hell. To entice you. My brother, it's a deception. Make your choice this day. Because out there, said Lucifer told him, I did that to entice you. That's what he's doing. So the scoffers will not come only in human form. They will come with enticing spirits. The works of man around you, they are all enticing spirits. Oh, my brother, but in these days of scoffers, praise be to God, there are some people, that have chosen, to seek after and what? Be in the house of God, beholding his face and inquiring in his temple all the days of their life.
Amen.
God bless you, my brother, my sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Be not ignorant of this one thing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, Peter said this, his second epistle, he wrote purposely, when you read the verse 1, to stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That you will be mindful of the words that were spoken by the holy prophets and we, the apostles. Praise the Lord. This is not home, my brother. Amen.
Amen.
This is not home. Let us what? Take notice of that. Amen. Brethren, the scoffers of today, they will ask you, where is the promise of his coming? Praise the Lord. The fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. But you see, it is his long suffering, not willing that anyone would perish.
Amen.
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 So, yet let's go to verse 5 and 6. Verse 6 of 2 Peter 3. Apostle Peter now is going to tell us about what the three worlds. Don't be ignorant about that. The three worlds. Not three different worlds. But what? The same world going through three different stages.
Yes.
And it is so sad that people have chosen to be willingly ignorant of the word of God. Read verse 5. Let's read 4 and 5 and then we'll get it. Verse 4 and 5. It says, saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continued as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of. Willingly ignorant. That means they don't want to hear it. It is there, but they don't want to hear it. Willingly ignorant of this word of God. You see. But verse 6. Apostle Peter said, whereby the world that then was, the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. That means what? A first world. A first world has passed away. Be not ignorant. The scoffers, they said what? Since the Father sleep, all things continue to be the same. From what? From creation. That means they don't know about what? They are willingly ignorant. They don't want to hear it. That there had been a first world that has what? Perished. Amen. And why that world perished? You can read that one in Genesis 6, verse 5, when he said, God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented, verse 6, it repented the Lord that he had made man on earth. And it grieved him at his heart. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I will destroy man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The first world, the reason why it perished, the wickedness of man. Amen. And only one man found favor with God. And he and his house were saved. He and his house was saved. Amen. Verse 7. And the heavens and the earth, which are now.
Amen.
That's the second world. The first one is perished.
Yes.
Now, he said, this is the word of God. No one is saying it. He said, the heavens and the earth, which are now,
amen,
by the same word, listen closely, by the same word of God that made the first word to perish, by the same word, he said what, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. My brother, my sister, be not ignorant of this one thing.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the same word of God. He said, this world now, which we are in now, it has been what? It has been kept in store and reserved unto fire. Look, one time a certain guy was telling me that, you people always say that God gave the rainbow that he will not destroy the world again. Then why is he going to destroy the world again? That your God. He said the rainbow, my brother, my sister, if you read the scripture, the rainbow, the covenant was that he will not destroy the world with water.
Amen.
Anymore.
Amen.
Eh? So that doesn't tighten his hand to destroy this time with fire.
Amen.
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 He asked a very tight question. You said the rainbow is a covenant that I won't destroy the world again. I said, well, go and read the scripture very well. The rainbow said, well, I won't destroy with what? Water. But that doesn't tithe God not to destroy the world with what? With fire. My brother, my sister. Be not ignorant of this one thing. So this second stage, the world which we are living in, by the same word of God is kept in store, reserved unto fire. And so the word says, and so brother, my sister, seeing this, that all these things would what? Will be dissolved. What manner of persons ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? The prophet said in the message book, The Future Home, 1964, he said, God once shook the earth, but this time he will shake the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
Amen. Shake our whole atmosphere. Praise the Lord. And my brother, you see, my young ones, where are you people? Good. Listen very carefully as you are coming up. Do not be deceived by any means, the deceiving world. Satan had made it. It's a hell. You heard the story. It's hell. So don't be deceived, my young ones, as you are coming up. And my brothers, if the wickedness of the first world, God destroyed it, do you think he's going to spare this second world? This second world, even the sin is worse.
Amen.
Because the Bible says we have no worse day, there's no worse wickedness in this our time. And not only that, we have what? Lot's day also. During the worst day, there was no Lot's day. But in this our day, there is Lot's day also. Sodom!
Yes.
Amen. And so the Bible calls it what? Perilous times.
Yes. Amen.
Go and read it. Perilous times. My brother, my sister. When men will be lovers of themselves, all it is there. Perilous times shall come, my brother, my sister. And so God is going to spare. Let's listen to the prophet. In Hebrews, Message book, chapter 3. The prophet himself said, listen to this. When he was going, paragraph 24. He said, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same, when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial. If the same circumstances arise, and he acted not, oh, then God is guilty. That's what the prophet said. Let's go on. He said, because God's sovereignty, God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case.
Amen.
Or he was wrong when he worked in the first case. Amen. Praise the Lord. The sovereignty of God, the power of God, the authority of God, the wisdom of God demands from him to do it the same. What he did in the first, he had to do in the second. When the same circumstances arise. The prophet said, if God does not act in the same way he did in the first case, if he will act different to the second case, then he acted wrong. Amen.
Amen.
And God is perfect.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is perfect.
Amen.
Amen. So my brother, my sister, perilous times. Yes, that's what even we are in. And even we have on top, even like this year also. My. So, the prophet said, listen to what the prophet said. We all know that we are living in a glorious time for the church, but a horrible time for the unbeliever. And I'm reading from the message, "Is This the Sign of the End?" Sir, 1962. He said, "We are living in one of the most dangerous times of all that ever was since the world began." That's our prophet. Dangerous time. He said, no prophet, no apostle, never in no time ever lived in such a time as we live now. Serious. That is true. You see, that's why, my brother, my sister, for God to have chosen you and me in this dispensation,
hallelujah,
to be the representatives,
amen,
of this sinful world.
Amen.
My brother, don't look down upon yourself.
Amen.
You are great.
Amen.
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 No, no, no prophet, no apostle in any time went through such a situation that we are in. But through God's foreknowledge, he knew that you'll be able to overcome. Sometimes we look, yeah, all these that are here, they are examples for us. But sometimes we tend to belittle ourselves. My brother, my sister, just stay by the word and see how God will use you.
Amen.
Amen. The sins of this world, there has never been ever. But God, from his foreknowledge, before the foundation of the world, he saw you, my brother, that you will be able to believe the message of this hour.
Amen.
The prophet said it is written everywhere, written in the skies, written over the face of the earth, written in every newspaper. This is the end. If you can read the handwriting, said the prophets lived in the time when the handwriting was on the wall of nation. But where is our handwriting? It's not written physically like it was written in the days of old. Bethsaida or whatever. But ours own, he said, it's written on what? Time. Amen. Time. That means you look at what the condition of the hour that you are living in. That's where the handwriting is. Praise the Lord. He said, all nations, earth, everything, time is at end. So we must search the scriptures and find the hour that we are living in. Amen. So brethren, perilous times, as our brother was mentioning in the Sunday school, that's what we are in. And why is it so? The prophet said in future home. He said, Satan is still here. It's all because Satan is still here. My young ones, are you listening? Satan is still here. That's the reason all these things happen. He is still here. And all of his evil forces are still here. That's why the earth now is so filthy. That's why the scum. That's why the ridiculous things that go on. Bloodshed, wars, politics, sin, adultery, all kinds of filthiness go on. It's because that Satan is the ruler of this earth and of this atmosphere.
Amen.
The prince of the air. That's him. Amen. Let's go to verse 10. Quickly. It's the same 2 Peter 3. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. You see, so it's not going to be a different world God is bringing, but it's the same world, but the works, see, the works in all will be what? Consumed. Amen. So, the scripture verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved.
Glory.
What manner of person ought ye to be?
Hallelujah.
In all holy conversation and godliness.
Amen.
Yes, brethren. Verse 12. Now, watch verse 12 closely. It said, looking for. Amen. Looking for and hasting on to the coming of the day of God.
Amen.
Wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Looking for and hasting on to the coming of the Lord. My brother, my sister, are you looking for that day? Are you hasting on to that day? Because that will always keep you out. Keep you on the path of righteousness. If you are looking for it, if you are hasting that it should come. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read a scripture from Romans 8:22. And you see something. Why we got to be what? We also got to be looking for and hasting on to. Romans 8:22. He said, for we know that the whole creation, listen, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. Why? Why? Why is the whole creation groaning and travailing? You know the meaning of travailing? During the time, the labor, when the woman is in labor, she travails. That's the word for it.
Amen.
In pain. The whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. My brother, my sister, why? Why? The earth that we live in is growing. It is because it was not created for these things that he is seeing. The earth has become like a woman. Amen. From the scripture, traveling. The earth sees that it was not created for all this filth. Because he saw the beginning. When God created man in his own image. When he saw the fellowship between man and God. When he saw the beautiful harmony between God and man. Earth saw all these things. But now why is it so? That all these fields, she has to harbor them. That's why he said creation is groaning and travailing. So the earth also is doing what? It's looking for. Amen. And hasten on to once again the manifestation.
Amen.
Continue. The manifestation of what?
Of
sons of God.
Amen.
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 He wants to see the beginning back again. And that's exactly what God
Hallelujah.
Is going to do.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, my sister. Heaven and earth will pass away. Do you want to pass away with it? Looking for and hastening on to the coming. Oh, my brother, and if you know that all these things will perish, what manner of person you ought to be.
Amen.
Oh, sons and daughters of God, let us be not ignorant of this one thing. Don't take what the scoffers are saying. Amen. Because 1,000 years to you is just one day to him.
Amen.
Just in a twinkle of an eye So don't say that it has taken long, my brother. It has not done anything. Amen. To God. But because of his word, the long suffering, that's why. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's still holding. And God richly also bless you. For see, for keeping his word of patience. Because this, I say, I'm coming. And he's not coming. It's his word of patience. So he told the church, the Philadelphia church, he said, for this reason, that you have kept my word of patience, I will also keep you away from what? The hour of temptation. Because we are living in an hour of temptation. So if you keep his patience, he will also keep you away from what is going around in the world. Amen. My brother, my sister, God loves you. God loves me. And it's only his long suffering. He wants you to be completely come, surrender to him. And we shall read maybe our last scripture from Revelation 21. So is it truly that now the second world, we've talked about the first world that had perished, and now we've talked about the second world which is now. Amen. That has been kept and reserved unto what? Unto fire. But is it true that there will be a third world? Huh? Is it true? Do you believe it?
Amen.
Hey. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Amen. Yes, we believe it because someone saw it. Someone has seen it. That's why he wrote a testimony on Revelation 21. Someone saw it. When John on the island of Patmos, when he was whisked into the Lord's day, amen, the Lord's day, as the day that will be coming, to see it in the future. So let's read it. John, he testified of it. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. Sorry. And there was no more sea. Mm-hmm. Those who want to jamboree, there's no sea there. Some people think that, then that place will be that place will be boring. Hey! My brother, my sister. No! Never think that.
Amen.
Hey! God's own place. God's own place. No, my brother. If man can do all these things that look so good to entice, what about the Creator himself?
Amen.
His creation can do things so beautiful with the neon lights and flashing here and there. There won't be any sun. Even the sun even will not be there.
Amen.
What a beautiful place.
Amen.
But the S-O-N will be the S-U-N over there.
Amen.
So I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, see, testifying, I saw. Someone saw it.
Amen.
I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
Amen.
It should be with you now, my brother. Oh, yes, sir. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things all pass away. Verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Why will you doubt, my brother? A third word. Why will you doubt? He said, you write it. I, God, instruct you, write it. These words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain of the water of life freely. Amen. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. Amen. He that attests. It is now. Huh? Not over there. Here. Anyone who is attest, I'll give you a fountain of water of life. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We've heard your word, and we know that we are faithful to your word. Amen. One thing, be not ignorant of this one thing. Yes, brother. He said, he write it down that these words are true and faithful. Amen. Shall we stand? My sister, give me the last lesson. As we are standing, Paul said, one thing I do. Amen. One thing I do. Brethren, he's telling us now. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. I don't see myself that I'm okay. Or for the purpose why God called me. Amen. I don't want to be deceived that all is well, as long as I am in this message. Oh, every Sunday I go to church. I pay my tithes. I do everything. Even I play the keyboard. God sees it for me. So, no sir, my brother. I don't see myself to have what apprehended. But this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting all these worldly things that are around me. Forgetting everything. And then reaching forth onto those things which are before me. What is before you? What is before you? You want to sit with him on his throne one day. You want to be a joint heir with him one day. Is that not what is before you? Then what should you do? What should you do? I press towards that mark. This one thing I do. I press towards that mark for the price of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. My brother, my sister, as you are standing before him, he knows your heart. He knows your desires. Do you want to be with him on that day? Then, as you stand before him, if there are some weight, some sin, that those things that easily besets you, because of his long suffering, that's why he has not come. Why don't you choose to surrender all and look unto him and say, Lord, help me. If there is nothing that holds you, why don't you also pray the Lord, increase my faith.
Amen.
Lord, increase my faith. Lord, watch over me. Watch my footsteps. Watch my thoughts. Watch my desires. Lord, everything I want it to be according to your will.
Amen.
Lord, help me. Let us pray. Let's pray. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. We'll welcome and close this in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, this afternoon for your grace towards us, O God. Father, for it says in your word, Lord, that you would always rebuke and chastise your own children. That, Lord, if these things are lacking in our lives, then we are bastard children. Lord, yet this afternoon you have proved once more, Lord, that you love us, Lord, and where we would go wrong, you come and you correct us. And so we want to come with humble hearts before you this afternoon to say thank you, Father. Thank you for the spanking that we got today, Lord, to bring us back into the right way again. For the scoffers out there have amplified their voices, Lord. And many a times when we are tired from the tiredness of this world, sometimes, Lord, it begins to get through to us, O God. But today you have come with eye salve and ear salve once again, Lord, to help us to insulate, Lord, from the things that are happening out there
that are trying to draw many, Lord, away from the faith. We thank you for that, O God. How I pray, Lord, this afternoon for every person that is in here. Lord, you have proved your love unto them, O God, to bring them here, Lord. There are so many that would have desired to hear what has been spoken today. But, Lord, you chose these ones because you love us, O God. We thank you. We honor your name. We glorify you, Lord. Help us now as we leave this place, Lord, not to be like the forgetful man who looks in the mirror and forgets, Lord. But, Father, as we go, help us to take this word and use it as a thinking man's filter, Lord, in every aspect of our lives. Help us, Lord, to examine, Lord, our speech, to examine, Lord, our relations with one another, to examine, Lord, the entertainment that we consume, to examine, Lord, the way that we spend our time. Lord, everything that we do, may it come under the scope of this word, Lord. Father, to assess and to see, O God, whether we are walking in that narrow path, O God. Have mercy is my prayer, Lord, upon any person here, Lord, that don't feel a pull to change the way, Lord. Father, for the time is late, O God. Father, there can't be much more time in this world. We are living, Lord, so close to thy coming, O Father. Lord, help us to change and to do what is right, to give our hearts to you completely, O Father, that we may be found, O God, in the right place at the right time. Grant grace, Lord, unto the sick in our midst. We pray for them that you touch them, you heal them, O God. Even as we remember our brother Pele, we commit him into your hands. Lord, we see you are doing something there, and we believe it, and we thank you for it, O God. We remember our brother George Martin. Lord, we commit him into your hands in his hour of need. Lord, there's so many people that he has stood and prayed for in the prayer lines, Lord, throughout his life, that could stand and testify, Lord, how you healed them, O Father. And we're asking on his behalf, Father, that, Lord, you touch him, that you renew his strength, Lord, that you give him once more, Lord, a trip down to Israel to show your children around, O Father. Please grant it is my prayer. Bless our pastor where he is, Lord, that the word being sown may take root in the hearts of people down in Limerick, O God. That, Lord, a beautiful work may begin there, Lord, to the glory and honor of your name. Father, as we come to the end of the service, we pray, Lord, asking your mercy and your grace upon our brother Maxwell, upon all the brothers and sisters, Lord, that stood, Lord, in the place of duty to minister to your children. Bless them, Lord, for their labors of love. Renew their strength, O God. And how we thank you, Father, for the testimonies that we keep hearing, O God. Last week, another testimony, a sister got a job. This week, another testimony, a sister got a job. Father, we acknowledge your work in our midst. We thank you for these things, O God. Bless now our brother Vladimir, Lord. On the way back, may you keep him safe. And the family, Lord, that are, Lord, O God, staying back, be with them, O God, and keep them safe until they are together again. Lord, bless us now as we part. Bless every brother and sister that are joined online. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you be with them also until we meet in this place again. Father, we ask, Lord, that you keep each and every one of us safe, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, brethren, we will all make it. Amen. We have already made it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so let the musicians come and give us his coming soon. Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen.
Watch on a glorious hope affords, that soon the wondrous truth sublime, that the reign King of Kings
comes, Lord our Lord.
He's coming.
Oh, he's coming. Savior, draw it now.
He's coming,
oh, he's coming, son. He's coming very soon. With joy, we welcome his returning. It may be morning, it may be night, I don't know, but I know. Shall come to prepare a paradise. He's coming soon. He's coming very soon. With joy, we welcome his returning. It may be more. It may be. He's coming soon. In our soil, need us life. In countless numbers, all shall rise. When through the portals of the sky. Shall come to prepare a paradise.
Oh, he's coming
soon. He's coming very soon. With joy we welcome his returning. It may be morning, it may be night, I don't know, but I know he's coming soon.
when we all get to heaven.
What a day
of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus.
Oh, sing His mercies and His ways in the mansions bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a
what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus.
We'll sing and shout the victory.
Oh yes,
while we walk the blue pathway,
clouds will overspread the sky. But when trying your days are over, not a shadow, not a star,
when we all
get to
heaven,
what a day of rejoicing that will be, when we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Oh yes, what we do.
Let us stand,
be true
and faithful,
trusting,
serving
every day.
Just one glimpse of Him in glory will all sorrows of life repay.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day of rejoicing
that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Onward of the prize before us,
the soul is beauty, will be whole. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold.
When we all
get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Hallelujah!
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 Higher past the river there, where His glories never fail. Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I am living in the presence of the King.
We believe.
Live the good report.
Thank you, Brother Max.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
I am a pastor in
a cup. Oh, glory be to God. I am living on Jesus' side.
On the altar sanctified.
For the world of sin hath died.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have passed the river where His glories never fail. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am living in the presence of the King.
I'm a king and prince.
glories to God. Hallelujah to the Lamb by the cleansing of the blood. Oh, glory be to God by the Spirit with fire and light. I am living day and night in the holiest place so bright. Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am just the river veil where His glories never fail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King. I have passed the Jordan. Hallelujah to the Lamb, which did once was unconcealed. Oh, glory be to God, but the blood has brought me in to God's holy place so clean, where there's death to self and sin. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Past the river bay, where His glories never fail. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. I am living in the presence of the King.
Oh, deeper,
deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Baby, let me go. Jesus and His perfect will. Deeper yet I pray, and I trials deeper, let me go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow.
Deeper,
deeper yet I pray, and higher every day. Lord, in thy precious holy word,
oh, I am under that rock.
I am under the rock.
Rock
is higher than high.
Jehovah
hide
me.
I am under the rock.
Go tell my enemies.
I am under the rock. Jehovah hide me.
Shadow,
I will abide
when
thy shadow I will abide. When the storms of life come sweeping over me, in that rock I will
hide. I am under that rock, hallelujah.
Oh, I am under that rock. Rock that's higher than I. Jehovah, hide me. I am under the rock. Don't tell my enemies I am under the rock. Jehovah, hide me. I am under the rock.
Jesus' name so sweet.
Emmanuel's name so sweet. Jesus' name so sweet. Emmanuel's name so sweet. Sing Jesus. So sweet, Emmanuel's name.